Hello, I'm Gary Combs, and I'm here with my one-year Bible devotion for September the 3rd. Today's devotion is entitled, Are You Downcast Today? We'll be looking at the New Testament reading from the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 7, verses 5 and 6. For even when we came into Macedonia, our bodies had no rest, but we were afflicted at every turn, fighting without and fear within. But God, who comforts the downcast, comforted us by the coming of Titus. Paul described how he and his companions entered Macedonia exhausted and troubled. The background for this is found in the book of Acts. Just before traveling to Macedonia, Paul had barely escaped the riot in Ephesus stirred up by Demetrius the silversmith. That's in Acts chapter 19. Soon after, as he was preparing to sail for Syria, a Jewish plot against him was uncovered, forcing him to alter his plans and go back through Macedonia instead. That's in Acts chapter 20. In this season, Paul experienced fighting without, external threats of persecution, riots, and plots against his life, and fear within, his inward anxiety for the Corinthian believers, uncertain how they had received his earlier severe letter. Yet even at this low point, when his body had no rest and his spirit was weighed down, God showed himself as the one who comforts the downcast, sending Titus with the encouraging news of the Corinthians' repentance and renewed affection for Paul. Are you downcast today? We too know what it feels like to be pressed from without and burdened from within. Sometimes we face criticism, conflict, or circumstances that drain us. At other times, we wrestle with inward fears, concerns for loved ones, doubts about ourselves, anxieties about the future. Like Paul, we may feel downcast. Yet the same God who comforted Paul comforts us. He may send encouragement through the timely words of a friend, the answered prayer we have long awaited, or the reminder of his promises in Scripture. Our affliction and fear are real, but God's comfort is greater. Let us learn to see his hand in the ways he brings relief and encouragement, and let us become instruments of his comfort to others. Let's pray. Dear Father, we confess that we often feel afflicted and fearful, pressed down by outward troubles and inward anxieties. Yet we thank you that you are the God who comforts the downcast. Help us to receive your encouragement with gratitude and to share that same comfort with others who are burdened. In Jesus' name, amen.